13 minutes to 7. Nice to touch base with one of the new recruits doing the rounds in the AFL, and that is new Kangaroo, Jared Pollock. Let's just head north a little bit, if we can. The man that's just jumped on the line at the Gold Coast Suns in 2018, just quickly, he was number one for clearances, number one for contested possessions, number one for ground ball gets, number two for effective disposals, inside 50s and score launches, number three for metres gained and tackles, and number six for shots on goal. That's not a bad last season at a footy club. Now he finds himself at the Brisbane Lions. His name is Jared Lyons. Jared, welcome to Time On.
Thanks for having me, mate. Appreciate it.
What happened at the Gold Coast Suns, Jared? Because those are not the numbers of someone that we would expect to leave.
I guess it was a bit of a whirlwind sort of week when it all went down. Not something I expected too much, but I guess when I got the opportunity offered to come up here and the interest to come up here and play with my brother, and
yep,
it wasn't really that much of a move and a bit of security to come up here, it was sort of... It ended up being a tough decision to turn down, and when I sort of opened the gate, the floodgates opened, and Gold Coast were sort of happy to let me go. And yeah, it wasn't no bad blood in the move, and nothing in that regard where I was forced out or anything. But yeah, it was just a decision that I made, and I'm pretty happy with it at the moment.
So who made the first move, Jared? There's always one who makes the first move in a dance.
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest, I didn't know much about it because I actually had my wedding coming up, so my manager was sort of doing a little bit behind the scenes, and I honestly didn't find out till the Saturday, and I was gone by the Wednesday, so I had to make a pretty quick decision. But yeah, I'm not sure whether it was Brizzy that approached my manager, and he sort of nutted it all out before he had all the questions answered and came to me. And yeah, it's something that happened very quick, and it was a pretty big week in my life, moving on the Wednesday and getting married on the Friday.
So how has the move been? I mean, I guess it's not often in footy, unless you're going to from Victorian club to Victorian club, that you know, two-team town, as it were, you move from one to the other. So you're just moving down the road.
Yeah, it's pretty much probably an hour down the road, door to door, really. So.
So just got the moving truck and followed it down?
Yeah, just it all happened once I got a house. That was the hardest part, was getting traded sort of 2 weeks before pre-season started. But we managed to get a house, and it all happened in pretty much a week. It was all done. So we settled in on Friday and started training on Monday.
What are you most excited about for the Brisbane Lions?
I just think it's such a young, talented group with a good mix of sort of the young guys, but then a good mix of sort of 24 to 26 year olds, and I think we've brought in some really good players and didn't really lose too many, so I'm pretty much excited about that, and excited obviously to play with my brother as well. It was another big point for my move too.
And you obviously see yourself as what you were at the Crows and the Suns still, Jared, that engine room player, and it must be looking forward to playing alongside Lachie Neale.
Yeah, definitely. That was the selling point from Fags, was they needed a real sort of grunty inside mid, and he was pretty keen to get me across. So yeah, when the coach is really keen to get you across, it's something that I guess you always want is a coach to back you in, and Fags has done that, so that was good. And then yeah, Lachie, I've actually played with Lachie in my first year at Adelaide when you get billeted out to the sample side. I went to Glenelg and played with Lachie, and he's under 18 years, so we get along really well. We played a little bit of footy together, so it's good to be reunited.
So you talked about the coach. What about the head of footy, Jared? How big a role did David Noble play in getting you across?
Yeah, I had a really good relationship with Noble back in Adelaide, and I think it was probably a close one to move the first time coming up to Brisbane, and I know Noble just said that he almost had a crack the first time. So I think, I've always got along really well with Noves and my manager as well. We've had a good rapport over the sort of 4 or 5 years we were together at Adelaide. So, yeah, that was another bit of a selling point, knowing Noves, and obviously Dom, the recruiter as well, who he got me to the Suns originally and now got me up to Brisbane.
Just before we let you go, Jared, I know it's a tough question for you to answer, but there's been so much talk on this side of the border about what we do about the Gold Coast Suns. Are you confident that it's going to work there, given what you've seen?
Yeah, in all honesty, from what I'm hearing as well, we've got a lot of close mates there. That's certainly turned it around pretty much already at the start of pre-season. They're training much harder and they've got a lot of good people in place. So, I can't see it being such a disaster that everyone thinks it will be. I think they'll actually improve pretty drastically next year. And then I guess they're looking at a long-term plan, so you don't really know how quick it can turn. But we've seen in recent years how fast teams can jump up the ladder and with how close the competition is.
Yep.
I mean, anything can happen. So, I don't think it'll be as drastic as everyone's sort of worrying about.
And do you think Stewie Jew's the man? I mean, it's you probably had a different relationship with him because I know you were dropped a couple of times to the kneeful.
Yeah, I think he definitely is the man to take him forward. It was more of a bit of a teething year for the club and for Stewie last year. He sort of came in not knowing what to expect and didn't have a lot of time to bring in people he trusted and knew. So I think he's done that this year. And that's probably what's going to help him. He's got folks that are to buy his side and trusted guys that he knows. So, I think they'll be in good stead under Stewie.
Jared, congratulations on the move. Can't wait to see you in the Brisbane Engine Room in round 1 2019.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks for the chat.
Jared Lyons there, new Brisbane Lions recruit. In 2019, the Lions are uncaged. Show your loyalty by signing up as a member at membership.lions.com.au.